is Ted Kennedy. Senate voting records on consumer issues have just been published, and Senator Al Simpson gets a failing grade. In a moment, we'll face off. Al, the respected Consumer Federation of America, has just published voting records for Congress on consumer issues. And once again, Al, your anti-consumer record has caught up with you. I scored 100%, as did 20 other senators, but you rated only 58%, Al, a failing grade by any standard. You voted with big business against discount retail stores that charge low prices. You voted against requiring industries to notify workers exposed to serious health and safety dangers on the job. You voted against a long-overdue cost-of-living increase in the minimum wage for the working poor. You even rubbed salt in the wound by joining right-wing filibusters against consumers on several of these key issues. Shame on you, Al. Consumers may not be as well-organized or well-heeled as your lobbyist friends, but you're their senator, too, and they deserve more of your support.
Shame on you, Ted, for trying to pull that old sham. You're awfully selective there. Look closer. There were only 12 votes, and you and I were together on 7. You conveniently left that little point out. I voted to require most large firms to notify workers 60 days ahead of a plant closing. I voted to limit employers' use of the polygraph. I voted to help the elderly by capping the amount of Medicare they pay. I voted for $645 million of AIDS research. I even voted for your amendment to a fair housing bill not to limit access to the handicapped. But I can tell you with a certain pride exactly why I voted against the others. They were darn bad bills, pure and simple. You might not have noticed that. Your aye vote was on the board almost before you even saw them. In my state, people want someone who thoughtfully makes a decision. They didn't hire on a captive of some special interest raiding outfit. This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off next on a report that says American education doesn't need more bucks. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.